Welcome to We the People. This past week, we have seen that Greenpeace has made the government see red. Perhaps in an unprecedented collision course, the government's lawyers have strongly argued in court that one of Greenpeace's activists, Priya Pillay, was not just anti-national in the perspective of the government, but should be forbidden from canvassing her causes outside India. Priya Pillay was, of course, stopped from proceeding to London, where she was going to meet with a group of British parliamentarians to talk about a coal block in India that Greenpeace is protesting against, a coal block that SR Energy is involved in. And Greenpeace's argument has been that SR is registered in London, hence Priya Pillay was headed to London. But on We the People today, we ask the larger question. Is the government on a collision course with NGOs in general and Greenpeace in particular? Why would the government invest any political capital in this battle when India has so many other genuine battles? But does the NGO sector also have to account for itself and offer greater transparency? A Home Ministry report says, and this was from 2014, that NGOs get 11,500 crores in foreign funds. But according to this report, only 2% of the 20 lakh NGOs file returns. Is this a figure that the NGO world accepts? And who's right and who's wrong when it comes to the world's largest democracy on this collision between liberty versus national interest as the government has positioned it? I'll start with you, Sambit Patra. Is this really the battle you need to be fighting? You have made Priya Pillay sitting next to you, whom none of us knew a week ago, one national headline. So actually you've helped her, not yourself.
We have helped the country, by the way.
How?
Now I'm coming to that point, but with a caveat that these documents are very important documents.
Which documents?
The IB reports and all that you were speaking about.
Yes.
So I also derive my knowledge, as you derive your knowledge, from newspapers only.
Yes.
Priya Pillai, I wish you good. But Priya Pillai has all her constitutional rights.
Your government law officers called her an anti-national person in court. You're wishing her well.
There's a point of view over here.
Yeah.
Her constitutional rights have never been curtailed.
Yes.
As far as the lookout circular was concerned, it was for a particular event. And the particular event was her going to the UK to depose before the APPG, the all-party parliamentary group, which the intelligence bureau of this country had reports that because of the personal deposition of Ms. Priya Pillai, would take up this issue and use it as a foreign policy instrument to see to it that India is ranked low in the perspective of tribal
welfare. And why would Greenpeace want this? Why exactly would Greenpeace want this?
This is a very pertinent question, to which, Barkha, I would say, and I believe most of us would agree over here, with all due respect to Greenpeace and Ms. Priya Pillai, that I would first repose faith on the constitutional agencies of the countries like Intelligence Bureau and thereafter on any NGO.
It's not a constitutional agency, just so that our words are a little transparent and reflective.
Exactly. IB is not a constitutional agency. It's not even a statutory body. But the courts are.
Just a second. It may not be a constitutional body.
Okay, complete your point.
Or a statutory body.
Indira, just a second. It may not
be. Not Indira.
I think he's hallucinating in that
sense.
I'm not. Okay, Sambit, complete your point, then I want to open it up.
I have more faith on the Intelligence Bureau of the country and the deposition than that it has made than Greenpeace.
Okay, Priya, Priya, let me start with you and then we'll get Vrinda, who's involved in the legal defense of Greenpeace. You know, everything else is okay. We can agree and disagree on Greenpeace's ideology, its politics, its way of activism. Some would call it militant, some would say it's peaceful. What a number of Indians will want to ask you is, why do you need to take your fight against an Indian policy to politicians of another country?
Good point.
Why can't you fight this at home?
Good idea.
That is what has disturbed a number of people.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, Barkha. But before that, I'd like to use this show to say that I am Indian. And I'm very proud to be an Indian, all the more because I've been branded anti-national in this country without any reasons. There's been no reason in law. And today I was just reading that somebody was just telling me that the government thinks I'm even Naxal. Okay, so I just wanted to say I'm Indian and I'm a proud Indian. Now, coming on to the whole issue that has been raised on IB. See, we know
we'll
that
discuss the IB report, but answer my question. Why another country?
Right. Yeah.
Why parliamentarians?
So SR, just a second.
Why not?
SR,
a free country.
We'll get to the why not.
Country.
No, but
SR
why
energy.
Why
not? Just a moment. Let's
what is this?
But we're not a colonized
SR
country.
Energy.
No, exactly. We're not a colony.
Meghna, hang on for a second.
SR Energy is a company. It's a company that's registered in London. Up until mid last year, this company was enlisted in the London Stock Exchange.
Okay.
It's been delisted now.
Yeah.
It has its headquarters in Mauritius. Now, we have been raising issues of human rights as well as environmental violations against a company registered
but
in
SR
a foreign...
But SR has a formidable presence here. You can
it has, but where is it registered? What is its home country? If it had its formidable presence here, why is
okay,
it not registered?
Okay, submit one line
here?
And then Vrinda.
Let me just complete.
Yeah.
So, we are not against the government of India. We are talking about violations of a foreign company that the company is doing to Indians
okay,
in this country.
Okay, quick response and then I have to open up the panel.
All I have to say, well, yes, SR may be registered in London or wherever in this world, but SR did not just walk into India and start business over here. It must be in accordance with the Indian rules that it came over here. So if you want to oppose SR, it has to be in India. And secondly, if tomorrow you want to oppose the nuclear deal,
yes,
which was signed between
like
India
to.
And America, yeah. Then you do not go and speak against India in America. You have to oppose it
okay,
on the floor.
Let me give Vrinda and I'll come to you, Kavita. Vrinda, right. One of the figures that was cited in the same Home Ministry report was that 8 of the 11 NGOs that protested against the Kurunkulam nuclear plant were funded by European donors, receiving 80 crores. I'm quoting from a Home Ministry report. Why am I quoting this figure? I'm quoting this figure because there is a perception among some people who are wary of especially foreign funding and organizations like Greenpeace that there is an attempt to change the dynamics of India's energy sector and that attempt is being pushed from outside India. That is, in a sense, what the lawyers are arguing on behalf of the government when it comes to Priya's case as well. There's a foreign hand.
Actually, what the government was arguing in Priya's case was rather absurd and had no basis whatsoever in law, except to raise this ghost and this bogey of the foreign hand,
yeah.
Which I think they do in the media, but perhaps we should not be indulging in that in the court. The figures that you are citing, the NGO sector or human rights activists or human rights community has dissenting views, diverse views, plural views, how development and growth is to take place in this country.
Yes.
It is not
a monolith.
It is not something that the government of the day alone will decide in a democracy. It is not, as Sambit keeps telling us, we have decided this will happen. I'm sorry. I'm not living under a dictatorship. If I am going to espouse a diverse view, if they think in Mahan, coal mining is going to cause climate change, tribal rights are being violated, people of Mahan and activists must raise
but
their
are there issues of foreign funding?
Not.
Are there issues
can
of foreign funding? And I want J.K. Bajaj to come
I?
In. Kavita, I'm coming to you in a second. Just going down the panel. Yeah.
Foreign funding also comes in, like FDI, through rules and laws.
Okay.
It is allowed through the FCRA Act.
Okay.
All those organizations are registered. Their reports are submitted to the government of India. Foreign funding is not parachuted into Kudakulam or anywhere else.
J.K. Bajaj, you have been part of a group that is actually saying stop foreign funding of NGOs. You're taking it that far. How do you see this Greenpeace face-off with the government?
I think the issue before us is very simple. Let's not complicate it.
Yes.
The Constitution guarantees the right to freedom of expression.
Yes.
Does that right extend to going abroad and talking against India?
Can I just interrupt?
No, we have to decide only one issue.
You cannot.
We have to decide only one issue.
No.
Do we have the freedom to travel abroad? Do we have the freedom to involve third parties?
Okay.
Let us talk about FDI in this country.
There will be
What's the difference between FDI and foreign funding for NGOs, Mr. Bajaj?
Look,
this
NGOs
FDI,
are doing
FDI.
NGOs exactly. are doing voluntary activity.
Okay,
they are not in the business of commerce. They were in the business of commerce.
So business
they should
yeah.
go
do
and get the FDI.
Let them speak.
They are doing voluntary activity.
Must be allowed.
And voluntary activity by definition is an activity to be done in the society with the resources of that society.
Okay.
It cannot be.
So, Professor Bajaj, identify.
I'll tell you where it's coming from.
Sir, my question. What disturbs you about Greenpeace right now?
I have not heard that name. I am not disturbed. The previous government was disturbed by Greenpeace because they were disrupting Kodankulam.
Yes.
And the current government seems to be disturbed because somebody from Greenpeace is going to a foreign parliamentary group and deposing against India.
Kavita, let's pick up.
Not against India. Against SR Energy. She is not deposing against India. These are the slippages you make.
And it's not even a deposition.
There cannot be a third party in Indian disputes.
I'd like to respond. I want to point out
that this government has appointed as India's economic advisor a person who till 2 months before his appointment had been egging on the American Congress, advising the American Congress to take action under WTO against India unless India stopped the protecting
what is that?
If the government is allowed to appoint as in, to decide India's economic fate,
yes,
economic direction,
yes,
someone who has done, someone who has deposed, actually egged on the Americans to act against us. What is wrong with Priya talking to UK parliamentarians to ask the UK company to limit our laws?
Let him respond.
If Kavita is right, this only proves the neutrality of the government.
No, it doesn't.
Can I complete? Did the intelligence have anything against any particular person that you are speaking about? If the report is submitted by the intelligence bureau, by the previous government,
then definitely action has to be taken by the government in accordance with the intelligence bureau. You are talking about a third body intervening into all this.
Would you agree with the fact that Pakistan and India have been tussling out on a third body coming into Kashmir? Tomorrow you would say that, well, yes, you would like to go and
okay, Raji, now wait.
They should come in as a third body as far as Pakistan, as far as Kashmir is concerned.
I'm happy to do that.
Okay, Kashmir is a separate body.
No, no, she's happy to get the plebiscite done.
I'm happy to talk about that.
Please.
1 minute.
This is absolutely wrong.
No, okay, 1 minute.
You cannot have a third opinion on issues of national interest.
Sambit, 1 minute.
Yes. If Sambit wants to talk about the IB, let's do that.
We will come to the IB and Kashmir.
Maybe he's running the show and the government.
He's drawing an analogy. He's saying, for example, we would not... from what I'm understanding, we would not accept third-party intervention in our debates around Kashmir. And you're linking that...
Are we talking about Kashmir here?
He's drawing. This is his point.
Since you told about third-party, I'm giving an example.
Can I move on, please?
Third-party should not come in India.
Please. Rajiv and Meghnath have been waiting. Rajiv, please.
My research, which I published 4 years ago in a substantial book, since I lived in the U.S. for 45 years, is based on U.S. funding sources for countries like India,
yes,
who they are, what they do, why they are doing it, yes, how they are linked with the government, with the CIA, with church, with various authorities.
Yes.
And I have named people like Udit Raj and John Dayar, whom I debated as
Udit Raj is the BJP MP.
Yes, I know
from
that.
From Delhi.
We don't know that.
I'm telling people, you and I know it, the people should also
But I'm not
know
concerned
not
about...
He's the BJP MP.
Is not representing
I know Rajiv is not representing
I'm not concerned about who he is.
Yeah, okay.
I'm saying...
What is your point?
They have given testimony in Washington to official government agencies, the Congress, to impose sanctions against India on various grounds. And this business about Obama coming and scolding India for religious freedom and human rights, one has to link it to where he got it from. Obama is not a scholar on this. He got it from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom.
Yeah.
And that commission is where these gentlemen and many others like them have gone and given testimony.
So how does this link to the debate around...
So the debate is that Indians are actually being hired, employed to provide what Americans call atrocity literature, which is a very American term, which means what are the atrocities in that country. So atrocity literature was used as an argument to attack Iraq for human rights interventions. Atrocity literature was used in many foreign interventions.
So you're saying this is a grand American conspiracy?
No, it's not a conspiracy. It's established. The term atrocity literature, you look up, you guys should look up. It's
okay,
a well-established American
Make that
term.
Make another side. What are the issues at stake here?
Issue is an inferiority complex about foreigners. India is a big country. No country can tell India what to do.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter whether Priya Pillai goes to UK or US or anywhere and gives evidence. Giving evidence to an AP all-party parliamentary group in an obscure room in UK will not even make a 13th page news in British newspapers. It's but only news in India.
But
why? Because they're inferiority complex. Oh, she's telling foreigners. Who cares?
But as a
you can't. No. Why does if you feel like that? Why doesn't the Lok Sabha? Why does the Lok Sabha have a committee to examine American atrocities?
No. Yes.
Does anybody come to meet Indian Parliament about atrocities outside? I mean, that the question can be reversed. Does it happen?
They do. Sri Lankans have it with the Indian Parliament over and over again, and Indian Parliament has spoken.
Government has foolishly made what would have been a non-event
into
a big event and given publicity to India's problems all over.
Do you agree that a non-event has been made into an event?
That may be a non-event. Okay. Greenpeace may be a non-entity. What matters is the government of India has the right to stop somebody from depositing abroad.
Start with Rajiv, then Sambit, then Vrinda.
India's legal system should be upheld and not subverted. Yes. It's not the British Parliament. I know you're a member there. It's not the British Parliament that we are not colonized people anymore. Exactly. It is not the British Parliament that has any jurisdiction or any authority to have these hearings. And I would say on grounds of principles, we should file the case. They should have fought the case on environmental grounds and on human rights grounds in India and use the Indian system. So, for instance, you have Sunita Narayan. You have people like Sunita Narayan who are fighting in the Indian system. And they are getting justice. And I think they are the right
I can't follow if you all speak together.
Priya,
system.
Kavita, 1 minute. Priya, Sambit, Vrinda, Kavita. In that order. Priya, go.
Yes, it's not like we are not engaging with the Indian government or with the system within the country.
Courts,
yes. We have filed a case in the National Green Tribunal.
Yeah.
We have a court case in Madhya Pradesh High Court.
Continue with that.
What stops me from using other avenues?
Let me put the question to you a little bit differently. I think Meghnad makes an interesting point. Does the government not come across as paranoid and insecure by focusing so much on one person and one NGO?
Yes.
By all means, dislike Greenpeace. By all means, hate them.
One word of what the Lord said. He said, "Who cares? The government made a propaganda out of it."
Yes.
I would say, you know, everyone cares. Lord Desai, I mean, right now, about 10 days ago, we were discussing, the whole of the media was discussing about what Obama was saying against India.
Yeah.
What Obama was discussing about the Christian missionaries, the Christians being tortured in India.
Yeah.
But tell me, are really Christians or Muslims, for that matter of purpose, tortured in India?
Okay.
Just no, please don't.
Why is my speech curtailed?
I am not interrupting anyone. I have a constitutional right of speaking in the Whig Party.
Allow me.
I would request both my friends on either side. See, you should be at peace. You are Greenpeace. Be at
peace.
Allow me.
Greenpeace.
You are not being peaceful over here.
But the question here is,
peaceful. If you are truthful, then be at peace. I'm at peace with myself.
Now, once again, my only point is Obama and his comments.
If only you will allow me to speak.
Let him speak.
Yes.
What Mr. Rajiv was saying about the religious freedom. 2014, certain people go and depose in America, and then we should know, the audience should know, that America releases a document where it places India alongside Pakistan as country of particular concern.
Yeah.
And this paper goes out across the globe. Please don't go and do business in India, because business in India cannot flourish. This hampers our FDI.
Yeah.
This hampers the investment, because it becomes a document of interest for all the people who are interested in business in India. So what happens to Make in India? What happens to the employment that we
So how does this link to the current debate? Sambit, quickly then.
It is linked to the current debate, because all these, this kind of sanction that comes only comes because of personal deposition of people like my friend, Ms. Pillai. This government at least had the courage to stop. No constitutional rights were wrong.
Okay, Vrinda, I have a question for you. I want to come back to the perception. Let's take it forward.
1 minute.
Okay.
No, because I think there is a lot of, we cannot talk, spread wrong message about what the constitution guarantees, not when there are young people and this is being broadcast. I'm sorry. Whether any constitutional right is violated or not, Can we allow the Delhi High Court to decide that and not Sambit Patra or the government of India? That matter is going to be settled very soon
in court.
If the Constitution of India actually is granting the right to seek third party intervention in Indian affairs, then we should amend the Constitution.
I will answer that. If you want to amend the Constitution, speak to the government. Let me say what you said. The freedom of speech and expression, the freedom of association to work with any organization, form an NGO, the freedom of personal liberty to travel abroad is guaranteed by the Constitution.
Okay, now I have a question.
There is a violation of her constitutional rights.
I have a question. This week, Canada's intelligence also called Greenpeace a violent and growing threat to its energy and security interests. Why do I bring this up, Vrinda? Because we are not the only country that is grappling with how to tackle Greenpeace's positioning or its politics. I'm quoting from a Canadian intelligence report. Questions its foreign funding.
There
says
now you have a global economy,
but
that
I'd like to answer
similar.
Once again,
can we please throughout what when Sambit was answering you, what were the concerns that he was highlighting?
Yes.
The concerns of business.
India was the only concern, remember.
India
is the only concern.
You just taught me
matters,
right?
I was just giving you the taste of your own medicine.
Okay. Barkha, can I just...
No, let Vrinda answer that. We'll come back to it.
Since the man...
So I come back to the 8 out of the 11 NGOs opposing the Kudankulam nuclear plant funded by European donors.
Nuclear energy has been, and so has fossil fuel and climate change, are issues of global debate. If foreign companies are going to invest...
You never preach America on carbon emission. You have to preach India only on every
corner.
The U.S. does not feel the same pressure.
Once again, if you all speak together, it is impossible to follow.
I'm sorry, they don't... If you're not going to let others finish and allow Sambit Patra...
But you've spoken the most so far. You have the freedom to say something.
Are you now feeling insecure?
Vrinda, one sentence, then Rajiv, and then Kavita's been waiting a long time. Vrinda, please make your
comment after Vrinda.
Okay. Human rights are going to be issues of global concern. Yes. They will be raised globally. There will be no borders on this. Energy concerns of countries will have to be balanced with rights of people.
Okay.
That is the debate.
Okay, Kavita, then Rajiv.
I would like to make a couple of points here. Yes. 2 points.
Yes.
One is that the issue is not of appealing for justice to the UK parliamentarians.
Yes.
You're asking the UK parliamentarians to rein in a UK company to make sure that a UK-based company obeys Indian laws and international human rights standards.
Yeah.
On the same line, we also ask the Indian courts and the Indian parliament and the Indian political parties.
But when there is money coming in.
Where is the money coming in?
Is the country entitled to worry what the motivation is of that money coming
in? Let me talk about money coming in.
Yes.
The Madhya Pradesh BJP on record has received funding from Dow, which is involved in killing people in Bhopal. It has received money from Vedanta.
It has returned
BJP
the money
and
back
Congress,
by,
BJP
should
and
be
Congress
informed
have
also.
Returned BJP and Congress have continued to receive foreign funding, from Vedanta.
From Vedanta, one of the ancillary units was registered in India from where we have
Guys, please, one more point.
One very important point. You're continuously saying appeal, come to us, come to the Indian institutions. When a high-level committee
on tribal,
submits on tribal rights is submitted to the government in question
it's
today, the government suppresses the report
and
doesn't
do
anything about it.
This government suppresses the report does not mean you go to America and start believing in
I used that report in one of the seminars recently.
Yes.
And one of the authors who was present said, Dr. Bajaj, don't quote this report. It is not complete.
Okay, 1 minute. Okay. Now we are getting lost in a haze of detail here. Rajiv and Meghna, please.
The point was, taking
questions. Raise your hand if you have questions.
I think there's a false perception that this human rights activism all over the world is global and beyond borders and all that stuff, because the impact on strong countries like the United States is not the same.
Yes.
They couldn't care a damn. China couldn't care a damn. Russia couldn't care a damn.
That's a good
France
point.
Couldn't care a damn. Britain
China?
Couldn't care a damn. Wait
but
a second. What I'm saying is that the countries that have funded you, so, created these ideas and idealized this and made it very fashionable for Indians to get into this kind of a profession.
So we should ignore human rights violence.
Priya, you've all had to say that. Let me speak that. the impact of the United States is zilch compared to the impact. You can have campus protests here, there. Nobody cares a damn. It is weak countries that, where the state is weak, and divided and fragmented, where the impact is stronger.
Meghna, please, we have to move left of the panel also. Meghna.
What puzzles me is that we like foreign direct investment.
Yes.
Indeed, the objection is that these people are preventing foreign direct investment coming.
Yeah.
Foreign direct investment can come and violate laws in India.
Yeah, but we can't.
We don't mind that. But if an NGO gets foreign money, it is betrayal
because
and traitory.
They don't disclose.
Despite the fact that these people declare openly what their Greenpeace declare.
I'll get you.
Seventy-four percent of Greenpeace's money comes from the Indian people.
Okay.
So it is not a foreign firm.
Can I just say
this? It shows that the government feels guilty about its inability to protect human rights of Indian citizens. That is why the guilty protest.
Okay, Meghna Desai had a point when he said that we want to use the FDIs for our betterment, but then we do not want to go global on issues like this. Mr. Desai, you're right that we want FDIs, we want our business to grow, but that does not mean we should give up our sovereignty.
But secondly, please,
I was not interrupting.
Let him speak.
At peace, okay, Greenpeace, be at peace. Secondly, and very importantly,
very
as far... No, it's not a bad joke.
Really the truth... That's in my
was I interrupting?
You want to have
to... Brenda, allow the truth to come out. As far as Mr. Desai's statement, that 74% of their funding comes from the Indian population. The truth is, let Priya accept this, that they're probably last time their budget, global budget was some 300 million euros, of which 72 million was a profit. 32 million was a loss. They are into currency speculation. Those who are working for human right upliftment, why are they into the business of profit? Why are they into currency speculation? Heads have rolled in Greenpeace because of currency speculation. Is this the kind of thing that is happening in Greenpeace?
So many lies will be spread.
This is there in your...
That is ridiculous.
Okay, Brenda, you can't speak for
enough. Is it not that you made a loss of 32 million euros this time?
If you all speak together, you will not be heard. Priya, one of the allegations in the IB report accuses Greenpeace of having funded an Aam Aadmi Party candidate who used to be a Greenpeace volunteer in Mahan. Pankaj Singh, I think, was his name. I think this is something that you will have to confront as an accusation.
Barkha, if Pankaj used to work with us, but before he went into AAP, he resigned from Greenpeace. Hmm. You know, we have not funded. Bring out the evidence. Show where we funded AAP. First thing. Second, I just want to answer two more questions, which is very important. One on the international currency speculation. You know, Greenpeace works in 42 countries, you know, in the world.
Yes.
Anybody who deals with currency will know that anybody who deals with international foreign currency has to deal with fluctuating has to deal with fluctuating currency rates and protect itself around it. And that is what we did. Third is the Canadian thing.
Let's say questions. Yes.
Yeah. The NGOs are now fighting for this green cause in India. Why don't they make the foreign countries which are actually having the technology to provide the technology in India rather than using CDMs? They are offsetting their carbon waste in India.
Okay, now that's a different debate, not strictly connected to what we're discussing.
The real issue is that the government needs to be reflective. You haven't given Greenpeace the opportunity to properly showcase its viewpoint in India, which is why Greenpeace went to UK in the first place to make a bigger deal about it.
Okay, J.K. Bajaj, take that question.
That means nothing. If you have problem with India, fight it in India. There is no third party adjudicator sitting in
they are in the High Court now.
Who has asked? Who has?
High Court is allowing them ample amount of time to
High Court is about violence.
And the Intelligence Bureau of this country, by this government, the previous government, the previous... What is IB? IB is an institution. Say that
IB doesn't exist.
Say that you don't want to follow the IB.
The agency of the government.
Say that.
Okay, guys. Come on. Come on. Now, you know, Priya and Vrinda... Sambit poor chap is in the middle of...
No, he's not a poor chap.
Yes. Poor chap because usko bolne to do. He's on the wrong side of the debate. That's why he's a poor chap.
No, the wrong side of the debate is the correct position.
I'm in the correct position as far as security of the country is concerned. I'm very proud
of
him.
Security.
Come on, guys.
Let the audience have it.
Okay, 1 minute.
Can we talk about the people of this country? Yes,
can I take a couple of questions?
You don't have faith on the system of this country.
Sambit, I can't shout as loud as all of you, so I'm requesting asking all of you, just hold your thoughts. Let's take
I
a few more questions.
I wish the government would think about
I think
this.
The government is very right in demanding transparency from NGOs.
Yes.
I mean, I wouldn't want the CIA or any other intelligence agencies to come into this country.
Absolutely.
But on the other hand, I think NGOs are doing extremely valuable work for this country. Greenpeace globally has done a great service to mankind by stopping corporate greed and corporate exploitation.
So you're kind of taking you see the merit on both sides of the debate.
Exactly.
Will you take this question, Vrinda?
Yes.
The Home Ministry says that only 2% of the 20 lakh registered NGOs that get foreign funds have filed income tax returns.
Also,
these are registered NGOs.
Yes.
Another report says there are more NGOs in India than there are even primary schools. This is what I read somewhere.
I think under the RT, just a second, Kavita. I think under the RT, maybe they should be making more primary schools, and if they need foreign investment in that, one should welcome for primary schools run by the state. On the question of the NGOs, if the NGO is not filing its income tax returns and it is public money only to be used for public purpose, kindly debar that NGO. I say this unequivocally.
There is no debate similar as this. Why debar?
Can I finish just one second? Greenpeace and its funding was put on a watch list by the IB, which is simply an agency with no statutory basis in this country. The Delhi High Court said, where is the material to put it on the watch list? And Greenpeace funds were released by the Delhi High Court.
No. Okay, J.K. Bajaj is going to
IB is a legitimate agency of the government
it's
of India.
It's not a legal agency.
It's not an illegal agency.
It's an instrumentality of the government. What does it mean?
It's a very serious issue.
But that's not the issue.
This is more important than the Greenpeace, at least you would agree.
Okay, is it easy to say that the government of India...
No, you have been showing...
Please allow other people to speak.
It's far more important than Greenpeace, remember.
No,
they should not malign the IB of India as if it is more less important than
Greenpeace. Kavita, please wait. Vrinda, please wait. You guys have to let other people speak. Professor Bajaj.
It's very easy to sit here and say that NGO funds should be looked into by the government.
Yes.
They are free to do it.
Yes.
Any attempt to enforce transparency and accountability, the kind of reaction it leads
to,
we have seen over the last week. That whole army of lawyers get together to go up to the Supreme Court, and
let's
take a question.
You seem to have a problem with
Sir, with all due respect, I feel that you are very speculative towards our government in that you have said that the government is guilty and the government is insecure. Whereas, don't you think that the government is taking the right step to stop Ms. Pillaiyan going out and disclose?
Why do you think
it's the right step?
Because we have seen countries like Iraq, like Afghanistan, that have underdetermined because of the interventions of Western worlds, they have fallen and they have deteriorated. Why do you want the same to happen to India?
Can you seriously compare India with Iraq and Afghanistan? This is a big country. Hang on. This is a big country. By stopping Priya Pillai from going, the government has given more publicity that he has something to hide.
Okay.
India has nothing to hide.
Okay, Kavita, the next question, then Rajiv.
Let the whole world come here and look at India.
Meghna,
we are not worried.
But Meghna, you haven't addressed Rajiv's point that there's an asymmetry in the influence.
There's an asymmetry of power between the countries. So even if you hit them equally, the stronger doesn't get hurt as much as the weaker gets hurt. And the countries that are leading the NGOs,
Can we hear each other? Rajiv and then Kavita. Yes.
We don't hear of great NGOs starting from Africa that go around the world or Latin America that go around the world. Don't they have a view? Aren't they intelligent people? Why is it that Western ideological NGOs, West is 20% of the world is the West.
No, Barkha, you have to let me respond.
respond.
Yeah.
There is a Western-inspired NGO. Everyone knows that the Prime Minister of this country has a book on climate change.
Yes. Yes.
The foreword by it is by a Western-inspired NGO called Climate Change Something, which has links with Tony Blair.
She always against the Prime Minister. No, only one point agenda.
He will not let her speak.
My point.
No, you are not allowing anyone to speak.
Let her speak.
Can I
let
make
her
my
speak.
Point?
Let her speak.
My point is that how come that some foreign-inspired NGOs who are on the climate change side with the UK and the US and so on are okay with this government, but those that are talking about our
can
laws and the violation
this?
Of
okay,
our
Sambit,
laws are in the wrong.
And
the other,
the
and the other,
this is
other
a
well-known
fact. Only about 2 days ago, Mr. Narendra Modi spoke about the global changes that are occurring as far as climate
is
concerned.
Yeah.
Just
is
a second.
Answer on the
that does not
is
mean
a,
that Indians... Just a second. But if you would remember, the Prime Minister was very categorical in stating that no one should come and teach us about carbon emission. We will teach the world as to how carbon emission is to be controlled. And that should be the
statement.
She should learn from India rather than trying the West to intervene in India. You are not off the mark. You are off India. Don't say that we are off the mark.
I am sorry. I object to being called these kind of terms that you are off India. This language will
have
to be
changed. You are out. No.
Okay,
I am. I was making my point. You call that Sambit is off the mark. I say that you are off Indian security measures because you write foreign
measures.
Come on, come on.
We have
high
courts. We don't have to shout. We don't have to shout, says she shouting. Okay, 1 minute. 1 minute. Okay, Vrinda, Sambit, hold just half a second. Half a second.
Ask your age.
With all due respect, I'm not against the NGOs or the government, but my question is that, I mean, what comes down to a citizen of India like me is that eminent citizens of India do not have trust in the Indian judiciary.
Can I answer
which is
that?
I think it's important pillar of our democracy.
I think it's important.
Yes, then I have to take a break.
Please understand.
Very good point.
The citizens of this country, I am a lawyer. I go to the court for rights of people like we went for Priya Pillai's. SR Energy. Let's come to the point here. Please don't interrupt. When he doesn't like a point, he jumps in. SR Energy is a UK-based company. The Member of Parliament of UK can have the authority to rein in their business and say, you are violating human rights in India. You will not conduct business like this. Today, global economies are operating. Indian economy has been open to FDI.
Okay.
The rights of the people who you and I don't usually see or hear about, the indigenous population...
But her question is different. Why don't you have trust in the judiciary to settle
they
this
have.
Dispute?
Of India. They have. There are
judiciary
many
of India, our judiciary.
There are many proceedings happening, both in the Indian state. When you do advocacy...
Then
you
should
you
have patience. When, you should have patience
when
to
you
wait
do
for
advocacy,
the outcome.
When you do advocacy, continue to wait.
After 14 years, if the Supreme Court does not deliver something, you'll rush to America or England to say that the Supreme Court of the country
advocacy,
is not functioning.
Globally.
So you take over.
Okay, Sambit, let us answer.
Look at the contrast. To what ma'am asked. To what ma'am asked. I have an answer on board. Look at Rajiv Malhotra, who has been staying in America since 45 years. He has faith in India. But look at us, who stay in India, who have faith in West. We should learn from Rajiv Malhotra.
Okay, listen, guys. We're almost at the end of the show. So I'm requesting all of you now.
Every 4 hours. What if I write an article?
Uh-huh.
Will you stop the internet?
Okay, let Rajiv, let J.K. Bajaj respond to that.
Writing an article and deposing
when
in person
Israel
in parliament is different.
Okay, 1 minute.
I can write 10 articles.
1 minute.
Issue, but I cannot go.
We have 5 minutes left on this show. I have to take a break. We have 5 minutes left on this show. I have to take a break. I am requesting all of you to make your last comments without interrupting each other. Let's just hear from the audience. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I have a question. Freedom is paramount, and you won't barter it for all the stars in
that's what the court
in
said.
The sky.
Yes, in
yeah,
another
that's
case,
what the court
but,
said.
Okay, yeah.
So my question is: repeatedly, anybody who opposes the government or clearly just has a different opinion is reprimanded. So why is this fault in our freedom really condoned?
Can we take one more question and then somebody you can respond to that?
Yeah, actually, I have something similar to say. We always portray democracy as one of our strengths, but aren't we curtailing it
by not letting her go and speak.
If we are proud of our democracy and our freedom, that means we have the means within our own country to resolve disputes without going to some ma bap elsewhere. The British came to India because they positioned themselves as people who offered law and order and justice to Indian people, which the Indian people could not do on their own.
So
if we are helpless people, victims, looking to the West for ideas and looking to the West for guiding us, we are not a democracy then. We are basically a sham democracy if we can't solve our own problems using our own
best. See, I'll give a very philosophical answer. How I wish that the world should be a single world. There should be no divisions, no boundaries. But the reality is we have geopolitical boundaries and we are called as nations and countries. Let America dissolve its boundaries. Let other countries
Kavita, dissolve. I know your hands up, but I've got to take a break. When we come back, last comments only. We're out of time. We'll take a few more questions from the audience and then all of you get 40 seconds each to make your point without interrupting the other. Taking a quick break. Coming back for last comments in a moment.
I want to ask the government, what is the government trying to do by protecting the economic interests of a company that's registered in UK who are violating rights of communities
in
Mahan.
Supreme Court,
I didn't disturb. I didn't disturb. I want to speak.
I want to speak. It's her time now. It's her time.
Also, the people of Mahan are fighting for their lives and livelihoods, and why can't the government act on them?
Welcome back. You're watching We the People. We're debating the face-off between the government and Greenpeace. Before we get literally just last comments from our panel, we'll take a couple of questions from the audience.
Yes. I want to say that everyone is trying to say here that India needs the West. Well, what I feel is India doesn't need the West. The West needs India.
She's on the eastern side.
Okay.
What are the plans of the government for this entire issue of locating the tribals so
Thank
that
you.
The Greenpeace does not
Let's
have to intervene
talk about
at
that.
All?
Very good. Very
Thank
important.
You.
Okay, you have a question.
You know, SR, it is based in the UK, but it works over here, right? The problem is in India. Why can't you keep it in India and battle against SR in India itself?
Yes. Okay, yes. Let's take a couple of more questions and then we can get last comments. Yes.
The whole debate is about IB report here. Don't you think that the IB report is partisan here? Don't you think that we have a need of another report wherein a commission has got wide representation even from Greenpeace and NGOs?
Okay.
Yeah. I think we should realize that we are living in a world where dissent is criminalized. That any form of saying out things which the government doesn't approve of, right at the level of a Greenpeace activist flying to UK or a person in the
ground. So you see it as anti-dissent.
Or a person in the village against the collector. Everybody is criminalized and put in jail.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Last two questions here and then final comments from our panel. Yes.
The defense from the government on this violation of fundamental rights is that because we get impositions and sanctions from Western countries based on the testimony of the activists. Yep. But what about the army of IFS officers we have posted outside? Can't they submit the government's side on the...
So can India's diplomatic point? India's point of view.
Technical point.
Sambit, I'm coming.
Yeah. We're not trying to understand here that the environmental degradation and human rights violation is not a national issue. It's a global phenomenon. So we need to focus here on the human rights violation.
Okay, last question.
There's a specific pattern that I see in the NGOs that 90% of their energies are invested in opposing something new which is happening. I don't see that enthusiasm in promoting new projects, in say promoting a solar project or promoting a wind farm, as much as they invest their energies in opposing something new which is happening.
Now we'll start with last comments. We'll start with you, Kavita. 40 seconds to everybody. Equal time to everybody. 40 seconds. Go.
Very clearly that the ones who are taking foreign funding and working against Indian, the interests of India's poor people, Adivasis and peasants, are in fact the parties like the BJP and Congress. They are the ones who are appointing as economic advisors people who have egged foreign
nations. But answer her question.
These are against India. Those people are actually in the steering seat for economic policies. And even when it comes to funded NGOs, which are problematic, they are the ones who have the corporates and the government. So they said Vedanta has run
have
campaigns
to move on.
Even
J.K.
Bajaj,
your 40 seconds.
Barkha, I have lived in the houses and villages of Mahan region, of Sidhi and Singrauli, amongst the tribal people there.
Yeah.
And God knows, they do need voluntary service, but they do need people who will come and sit with them, stay with them, and do something for them. But I don't think they need foreign agencies, people okay. working in the internet.
We're closing the debate. Global agencies reopen it. Yeah.
To work for them. Let me just give me a
last point.
Quote Mahatma Gandhi on what he said about voluntary service. He said, "I am so constructed that I can only serve my immediate neighbors.
Yes.
But in my conceit, I pretend to have discovered that I must, with my body, serve every individual in the universe."
Yeah.
These NGOs are trying to do that. Okay. They are in home.
Okay. Vrinda,
they should go to Mahan, work there.
40 seconds up, sir. 40 seconds up. Come on now, Vrinda.
I think what we are noticing here is a very dangerous tendency. There is an ultra-nationalism being projected, which is actually promoting multinational corporate business. And the freedoms of citizens and the rights of those who are most vulnerable, the indigenous people, their livelihood and their land is being taken away. Who will you go and sit with once SR has destroyed everything?
Okay.
And climate change and environmental sustainability are global issues. There must be global advocacy.
Sambit, 40 seconds. All this. Sambit, 40 seconds.
Indian government does not stop anyone from going and deposing in United Nations because there, even the Indian perspective would be taken into view. But you cannot go and depose in UK or America because they do not take the Indian view. What is this? What is this? I was not interrupting.
30 seconds, please. We are at the end of the show.
Please.
We are at the end of the show.
Secondly, the Britishers have left India. They did not work for India. Don't think that they will come and work for India. Don't try to bring them back.
Okay.
I want to ask the government.
40 seconds.
Yes, I want to ask the government, what is the government trying to do by protecting the economic interests of a company that's registered in UK who are violating rights of communities
in
Mahan?
Supreme Court. File
I didn't disturb.
Case.
I didn't disturb. No, I want to speak.
I
want to
speak. Exactly
also,
same
also,
it's her time started. Now. It's her time.
Also, the people of Mahan are fighting for their lives and livelihoods, and why can't the government act on them? We've been shouting from on top of the roof for 4 years that there's forgery that's happened there. Everything is wrong. What has the government done till date? I want to know that.
Okay,
come out and do something
Rajiv,
about it.
Rajiv, last comments.
Okay. Indian problems should be solved by Indian people in India. And if the democracy needs improvement, the tribals need more rights or anything like that, we have to fix our system. If the legal system is not working, we have to fix our system. But the solution is not by running off somewhere else. Also, the West has double standards. Look what happened to Snowden. Look what happened to Julian Assange.
Yeah.
These are May I have my 40 seconds without your interruption, please?
Yeah, okay, come on.
So they are speaking with double-faced because on the one hand, they have suppressed their own freedom. And on the other hand, they're championing Indians' freedoms. Basically, what they are doing is recruiting an army of new kind of sepoys. Okay. Like the British had sepoys with guns, now we have sepoys with atrocity literature who go around fighting against India.
Meghnad. Meghnad, we've got to close the show.
I think India should be confident of itself. Yeah. It's an open, liberal society. Whatever happens here can be easily seen without Priya Pillai going abroad. It's an open gate, people can find it out. Let's not be afraid of the West. The West is not a threat to India. There's no country which is a threat to India. We live in a global time and we will always interact about these things. So just forget the paranoia. Live confidently and let India be an open society which is open to criticism.
Okay, I will end by saying that while the government has every right to demand transparency from the NGO sector as it does from any other sector, if the world's largest democracy cannot make room for legitimate dissent, I think that raises questions of deep concern. So there are questions on both sides, but dissent is precious and that right to dissent has to be preserved.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much to our panel and to all.